How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
My friends, here we are again. I am Vivian McPeak, and you are listening to Hemp Present. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. My guest today, Michael Dalemole, serves as the Chief Operating Officer for Mariposa Technology, where he is responsible for overseeing the daily business operations, communications, and brand management. He is an entrepreneur, teacher, business advisor, and environmentalist with almost a decade of professional experience as a sustainability advocate in the design and construction industry. Prior to entering the cannabis industry, Michael was teaching at the Tulane University School of Architecture and running his design build studio in New Orleans. And he's here with me. Welcome, Michael, to Cannabis Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Vivian. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. You know, I want to get into your company's work and the latest innovation that you've developed. But first, the Republican bill to end the federal government shutdown included language to significantly restrict hemp-derived cannabinoid products, banning the unregulated sale of intoxicating hemp-based or hemp-derived products, including Delta-8 THC, mostly products sold online and gas stations, etc. The bill was just signed by President Trump. I think it has a year window before implementation, and many hemp-derived products currently on the market, especially edibles, vapes, Delta-8 THC products, flour, etc., will become illegal under federal law. But of course, industrial hemp uses like fiber, grain, seed, oil, etc., for non-cannabinoid uses are largely not impacted. What are your thoughts on this? Am I correct in assuming that this makes your handheld spectrometer device, which we'll be discussing in detail, that much more important for the hemp producers? Am I correct?
Yeah, it's a good question, and definitely there's a lot to talk about regarding all this legislation. I would say, you know, what we're doing at Mariposa Technology with PAMAP, which is our first commercial product, it's really for all cannabis growers. You know, the kickoff for us is within the hemp industry, though, and I would say this. I don't know if I'm still trying to digest all of the information, as I'm sure you are, as I'm right. sure everyone yes. is. It's quite a lot. I've tried to read through it, and it's hundreds of pages of stuff there. So with my limited knowledge, I would say, yes, this probably positions us in a slightly more advantageous point, I would say. You know, what we do is focus on in-field testing of live cannabis plants. And like I said, we're kind of starting with hemp. So I would say this is not necessarily good for us, but it's also not necessarily bad for us. You know, obviously testing, when we tell folks in the industry that we're working on new forms of testing, we're met sometimes with, you know, a strange look like, hey, are you one of the bad guys? Are you one of us? So, you know, we like to say that what we do is bring the power of laboratory testing right into the hands of the grower. So, you know, without looking too far into this legislation and how it will affect the industry, I would say we're probably going to be unaffected. But if the entire industry takes a big hit, it will certainly affect us.
Because farmers may very well see reduced demand.
Exactly.
And product manufacturers who use hemp-derived products might exit the industry or scale back, which could mean fewer buyers for raw hemp. But there'll still be plenty of hemp of cannabis production for your product. Tell us all about Mariposa's predictive analytical modeling application for plants. I mean, what does this all mean?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, I know. We shortened it to PAMAP. That is what it stands for, Predictive Analytical Modeling Application for Plants. And basically what we do is we use a technology called Raman spectroscopy, and we are able with that technology and, you know, a lot of hard work, years of development in building algorithms that can work with that type of spectroscopy to basically take a molecular fingerprint of the cannabis plant in vivo, live, right where it stands and in its exact current growing conditions. So we consider ourselves kind of like an optimization tool for growers. You're able to use our system, scan a plant, and within a minute have a result. And that result will then tell you, as of today, only THC. We can predict the THC levels with a very high level of accuracy inside of the plant. But very soon we'll be offering additional tests as well. You know, we're working on being able to test for nitrogen deficiency in the plant. We're being able to detect other cannabinoids, CBD, CBG, CBN. So as of today, it's really a tool for THC detection. But the way it works is amazing, and it's extremely interesting. And I'll just preface this by saying I'm on the business side. So even though I love to kind of nerd out over the science, the business side is really my forte. But we are making testing and optimization a lot easier for folks and a lot cheaper for folks. I know that this is a pain point for a lot of cultivators in the industry. Testing can be really expensive. It can take a long time. You know, not all the labs are created equal either. So, you know, you have a lot of labs that have a larger variance on their tests that they provide to growers. So we're trying to kind of democratize all of that with PAMAP and make it easier, faster, cleaner, which is a big point, and just more convenient overall.
How accurate is the Mariposa handheld device compared to certified laboratory testing, and what steps did you take to ensure scientific reliability, knowing, and I ask that knowing that you're the business side?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've spent years developing the database, and the reason that's important is because the database is what basically speaks to the device as you're scanning and confirms results. So 3.5 years of development for this database, we flew all over the country. We scanned hundreds of different samples of hemp. And with that data, as well as the correlating HPLC results for all of the scans we've taken, are what basically back up our results. So we are as accurate as a laboratory, and we pride ourselves on that.
Nice. What kinds of data does your digital farming tool, if that's the right term, collect or store, and how does Mariposa handle like privacy, compliance, and data sharing concerns, if there are any?
Yeah, that's a great question. So like I said earlier, as of today, the only commercial test that we sell, so anyone who's listening, you can contact us, you can get one of our devices, you can scan your plants, and you can learn a lot about your current THC levels within the plants. I would say privacy for data is something we take very seriously, and we kind of give our customers an option. So our customers are able to sign up for an annual subscription to the web app portal of our service, which allows them to look at historical data. So say you are, you know, 2 weeks out from harvest, you rent one of our devices, we ship it to you, you use it to scan all of your plants, you get a lot of good data. As soon as you tell us you're done, we will delete all of your data unless you choose to subscribe to our service, which allows you to maintain that data. And we're not gatekeepers. Any kind of test you perform with our system, you are more than welcome to, and we encourage folks to save those results onto their own hard drives. They're completely private at that point. And we can delete that data from our database if users ask us to do so. But part of the beauty of this is we hope to have customers that come back year over year, harvest after harvest, so that they can see the historical data. And that's how you're really going to learn how to optimize your crop, is by being able to see grow after grow, you know, how the different levels of analytes are changing within the plant and how you responded to those changes. So privacy, I would say, it's really up to the customer. We put the ball in their court. If they are okay with us maintaining their data, we will keep the data. We'll add it to the database. You know, if anyone is wondering, in the database world, more data is good. So you really only always want more. Less is usually a bad thing. So we'll happily keep that data if they want, but we're also happy to, for privacy reasons, to delete everything as soon as our contract is up.
You know, Michael, something that didn't occur to me when I was preparing for this interview that just hit me now is, if you are, say, producing medical cannabis at home, this might be a really important tool for you, right? And if it gets to the point where you can identify, you know, whether what, you know, if cannabinoids, specific cannabinoids, that could be game changing. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely right. Yeah, it's hard for me to say with certainty because we are still developing these additional testing protocols. But as of today with the THC protocol, you know, you're able to, like I said earlier, within 60 seconds. And now that's pretty common. It can even be faster than that we can provide a result to you. So you will be able to see in absolute real time exactly what's going on with your plant. Now, what we're doing is quite revolutionary. You know, for example, no one is using Raman spectroscopy aside from us to test for any kind of analyte within a cannabis plant, but particularly THC. So it's been really hard for us to develop this new technology. It's taking us a long time because it's so novel. And I think with that comes a lot of responsibility in terms of how we move forward and how we kind of sell ourselves. And that's the reason why we've only launched the product with the THC testing. But eventually we'd love for someone to be able to, and we are working on this as we speak right now. So I hope this is very soon. But we'll be able to tell folks all about their plant. They'll be able to understand if they're over-fertilizing, under-fertilizing. They'll be able to see the ratios between the cannabinoids very clearly. And again, all within 60 seconds of taking a scan and without being destructive. Yeah, go ahead.
Or maybe heavy metals, mold, et cetera.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Total yeast and mold, heavy metals, pesticides, the sky is the limit. This is an amazing technology. And we feel like we're really only on the forefront of it here after 4 years of hard work.
God, that is so exciting. And basically, and my friends with labs are going to hate this, but you basically got a laboratory in your hand.
That's right. The only thing that we cannot do is we cannot provide you a state sanctioned COA. So I can give you a COA, but it's not going to be a COA that your state will accept because we're not a licensed laboratory and we're working on this. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Tell me, what's the difference between live plant testing versus dried plant testing? And why does it matter?
Yeah, I think it matters a lot. I think the main difference is time. So when you trim your plants, you desiccate samples, you send them to a lab, or if you're a large company, a large operation, maybe you have lab equipment on site. There are a few folks that operate that way, which is, you know, a really great place to be. However, you are taking the plant from its natural form. You are, you know, you're technically injuring the plant. You're invading the plant. You're creating chemical reactions with all of that as well. That is a little under research, which I'd love to see more research on. And so you're changing it, right? You're changing it. And even though the way the current testing system works is it's all dry weight basis, right? So everything is based on the plant in its desiccated form. We would like to see that change. And I think that we can be the pioneers in that and showing that you don't have to invade the plant by being non-instructive, non-invasive and non-destructive, excuse me. You are preserving the sanctity of that plant and you're allowing that plant to continue growing without having any kind of fear response to being trimmed and clipped and, you know, all of the commotion that occurs when you actually go into to harvest for a test. So I'd say, you know, you're going to leave the plant in more peace, I would call it. You're going to avoid the time delay between cutting that sample, drying that sample, and getting it tested by somebody. And as we all know, as soon as you've clipped buds from a plant, you know, the cannabinoid profile continues to change. It doesn't just stay the same as soon as it's clipped. You know, these are living plants and they continue to grow and change and react to their environment. So we had the idea of testing in place. What's the reason we need to use all these chemicals and solvents and why do we have to trim all these plants and frankly waste a lot of material when we could do this without having to remove a single, you know, a single bud, a single leaf, anything from the plant?
Does your handheld device, does it also work on dried cannabis?
It does not work on dried cannabis, no.
Okay.
No, we perform exceptionally well on wet living cannabis.
Got it.
And we can, you know, the plant, we've had a lot of success scanning plants that we've trimmed and then, for example, walked back through the fields, back into the grow house, back into an office, somewhere else on site. And we've tested like that and had the same results. So it doesn't, you know, if someone is, if someone maybe struggles to physically walk through the fields, or if there's maybe some issue with mobility, you can also trim and go back, sit down somewhere a little more comfortable and get your results. And they'll be the same results as you would get if you scanned the plant in vivo.
Got it. But you can't go into a retail shop yet and go in your car and check it to make sure the THC levels are accurate, right?
No, not yet. Not
Got
yet.
It. Got it. Well, that'll be interesting when it gets to that point. Michael, what does it mean when a hemp crop goes hot?
So going hot is going above that 0.3% threshold that is set by the government. And when your plant goes hot, you are basically in violation. And at, you know, in different states, they have different requirements, but generally speaking, you will be mandated to destroy that crop or to deflower that crop and use the existing plant material for something else. So going hot is really that's the thing that kicked off this entire company. You know, we had heard a lot of chatter from different folks, and people were telling us horror stories of having, you know, over $1 million invested in a harvest and they go hot because they have a bad lab that tested inaccurately, or they were unaware of this regulation or that regulation, or the, you know, the certified seeds they used didn't work and they didn't provide what they were sold. So there's a lot of reasons that hemp crops go hot, but we're planning on preventing that from now on. I think our system is the perfect system to prevent that. That's the quote unquote trick that we do best. And hopefully that we can be the company that puts an end to hot crops.
And, you know, let's just point out how insane that whole concept is, right?
Absolutely.
That cannabis is still kind of treated like it's, if not OxyContin light, you know, plutonium or something
by the government. Well, you'll be pleased to know that if that regulation changes, we can easily adapt. So I would love nothing more than that threshold to move up to 1% or 3%.
Sure.
I've heard a lot of folks talk about different ideal percentages. We can easily tweak our system to cooperate with whatever that limit becomes. And we hope that limit does rise.
Yeah. Do you envision this device changing the way farmers make decisions about harvesting or crop management and general risk mitigation?
Yeah, I think so. I would love to see growers and farmers using our product when they believe they are kind of inching in toward harvest. That's kind of the sweet spot for us. So if you're a grower and you say, all right, I'm feeling good about this based on my experience, based on the way the plants look, based on everything, I'm ready to rent one of these devices from Mariposa Technology. I'm ready to double check everything before I go to my state sanctioned lab and get that test and get it signed, sealed, and delivered. That window is the optimal window for our service. So we believe that is when all growers should be looking to make sure that they are obviously compliant, but most importantly, whatever use case they're growing for, that their plant is going to provide them with the maximum yield and therefore the most money, right? We want to put money into farmers' pockets. We are not in the business of taking that money out from their pockets. We want to help them. Our system is very fairly priced, and we believe that it can be a huge resource for folks, especially folks that have larger grows where it's maybe hard to physically manage that. You know, how nice does it sound to be able to test? You could test in, I could go walk through the field. I could test, you know, a dozen plants in 15 minutes. So think about the time saved, and time is money. And, you know, I could go on and on about that, but yeah, I absolutely believe that that sweet spot for us is kind of right before you're planning on harvesting.
Were there problems or issues in the hemp supply chain, or maybe the current state of hemp testing in general, that inspired Mariposa to develop, I forget what you call it, the handheld testing device? How did this idea come about?
Yeah, so we were, my partners and I were kind of getting together on a bi-weekly basis, thinking about ways that we could get into the cannabis space. So we had all known each other prior to this business, and we had all wanted to get into the cannabis industry in some capacity. And after a few roundtable meetings, a few different discussions, we ended up landing upon some really interesting research out of Texas A&M. And that research was based on the differentiation of pharmacological hemp, medical marijuana, and your kind of like grain and fiber line hemp. So your CBD dominant hemps, your grain and fiber hemps, and your high THC cannabis. And Dmitry Kurowski, Professor Dmitry Kurowski from Texas A&M, had an amazing paper published on using Raman spectroscopy to differentiate between these three different subgroups of cannabis. And he did it with an absolutely astonishing level of accuracy. So in our research in the beginning, when we stumbled upon this, the next step for us was clear. It was to reach out to Texas A&M. Let's see if we can't get involved, maybe sponsor additional research, et cetera. And as soon as we got on the phone with them, we could tell right away it was going to be a really great partnership. So we worked to produce additional research with them. And from that point on, we felt like we were in a good position to take this and get it ready for commercialization. So that happened in 2021. And here we are today. We're about 2 weeks post-launch for us. So, wow. You know, it's been a four-year endeavor. We have a four-person team working full-time on this for the last 4 years. And we feel like we are, like I said earlier in our conversation, we feel like we're only at the tip of the iceberg here. This technology is so amazing and so powerful. And we would love to, we envision a world of cannabis testing that is completely solvent-free, chemical-free, that is quick. It is real time. It does not require laboratories. We want to make this leaner and more democratic. We want to take cannabis testing and make it something that every grower can do. There's no hoops to jump through, no expensive bills from the lab, and most importantly, no unexpected results. So I think something that a lot of folks are unaware of is how much your test results can vary from lab to lab. Yeah. Certain states even have different variances that are allowed, different thresholds that are allowed for laboratories. In some states, you can have up to 10% variance from your test. So, I mean, 10% is enormous. And I don't know who that really benefits, right? And when you think about it in terms of hemp, it's a lot more clear of a picture, right? The hemp industry is so tightly regulated. And for the medical marijuana industry, for the general marijuana industry, it's less of a problem, because if you're at 26.4% or 28.4%, you know, yeah, you might sell that flower to a producer for a little less money because you're 2% less, but ultimately you're fine, right? You're going to continue to move forward. You're going to sell your product. Your business is going to be fine. In our world, in the hemp world, you might not be so lucky. And so we're trying to democratize this, and we're trying to make it accessible and easy and clean for everybody.
God, it sounds like you guys just did some really stunning R&D to develop this kind of cutting edge technology. We've got about 5 minutes left. Quickly, do you know what's the Raman part of Raman spectroscopy mean?
Yeah, so again, I'm the businessman here, so right. Bear right. with me, but essentially what Raman is it's a way to create vibrational modes within the molecules. So you're firing a laser, in our case it's a laser, but ultimately Raman can work with any type of light source. So you fire a light source, which is also a source of heat and a source of energy. that energizes the molecules, and those molecules go into vibrational modes. And the device that we use and all the algorithms and models we've built, software models we've built, will take those vibrations, they'll read those vibrations, and they'll correlate those vibrations to HPLC test results of the same plant. And that's how we ended up building this system. So it was literally hundreds, almost 1,000 individual HPLC scans that went into this database. I mean, we have millions of data points in there. And it's a little bit of AI, it's a lot of math. And ultimately what it allows us to do is by scanning, oh, and I'll throw this in too. We don't even scan the buds, we scan sugar leaves. So I can tell you the THC content of a bud by scanning the sugar leaf. So it's an unbelievable chemical process, and can it predict
like before it's at the budding stage?
Or no, or
what stage? So, do you need to be at that stage to get the
No, you don't. Basically, so we can test buds if we have to. However, the system much prefers testing sugar leaves. It's a flat surface, so you can get a really good scan of it. And we can test at any stage that there's a sugar leaf present. And typically that's going to be closer to harvest. But as soon as those sugar leaves start showing themselves in the bud structure, we can scan them and we can give you a result. Another cool thing that we learned almost by accident along the way, and we haven't released this protocol as a formal test service yet, but I will just go ahead and tell everyone, we can also determine the sex of your plant at seedling stage. So I can scan your seedlings and I can tell you if you have rogue males growing. And I know that that's not as much of an issue these days with all the certified seeds and the feminized seeds, and There's so much science behind the industry now that that's less of a concern. But I have personally shaken the hand of farmers who have lost entire crop harvests because they've had rogue males pollinate the entire field. So this is another cool trick we can do, and you will see this live as a commercial service that we offer in the near future too.
Michael, we got a little over a minute. Is this on the market? How can people find out more about it, and what final thoughts would you like to leave us with quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. Visit our website, MariposaTechnology.com. We are also on LinkedIn, Instagram. We're all over the internet. Mariposa Technology, not Mariposa Technologies. We are just Mariposa Technology. I will probably be the one that communicates back to you, and I look forward to hearing from everybody who's interested in our service. And the last thing I would say to leave everyone with is, let's work toward democratizing cannabis testing. Let's not make it any harder than it has to be. Let's make it easy, accessible. Let's make it clean and green. And let's just kind of get behind all of this, especially with these new regulations. The industry needs everyone's support right now.
Yep. Yep. And let's keep democratizing America while we're at it.
Yeah.
Michael Dalimole, thank you so much. God, what a great interview. And this is really an exciting topic. And congratulations on your new product.
Thank you so much. I was happy to be here with you, Vivian.
My pleasure. The Hemp Present intro music is 7 Mile Beach by Joanne Rand, and the outro music Take Back the Plant by Sticker Bush. See you next time, folks. Stay strong. Marijuana.